SBS Radio.
Shalom Australia. Ronen Lubaski, 20, from Rehovot, died yesterday as a result of his injuries. The soldier from the elite Duvdevan unit was critically injured when a heavy marble slab was thrown from a third-story rooftop at a group of troops conducting an arrest raid early Thursday morning in Al Amari refugee camp near Ramallah. Lubaski remained in critical condition in Hadassah Hospital NKRM's intensive care unit for 2 days. On Thursday and again yesterday, Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman vowed to catch the attacker. A photograph of an Israeli F-35 stealth fighter jet flying over the Lebanese capital of Beirut was aired on Hadashot television news Wednesday night after it was leaked to the network. The picture was shown by Israeli Air Force Chief Amikan Norkin on Tuesday at a conference for visiting commanders and deputy commanders of over 20 foreign air forces, as he revealed that Israel had used the American-made F-35 in at least 2 attack missions, making it the first country in the world to use the aircraft operationally. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed that Israel will not let Iran establish military bases in Syria and we will not let Iran develop nuclear weapons. He spoke during his visit to the Conference of Foreign Air Force Officials at the Tel Nof Air Force Base in central Israel. On Friday, an estimated 87,000 Palestinians from the West Bank travelled to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa for Ramadan prayers. Despite fears beforehand, there has been no upsurge of violence in Jerusalem during the Muslim holy month. The Czech Republic's foreign minister, Martin Stropnicki, on Thursday said Hamas alone was to blame for the recent flare-up of violence along the Gaza border. In a statement entitled Gaza Telling Things As They Really Are, he also posited that deadly riots on May the 14th had nothing to do with the relocation of the US embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on that day. 115 Palestinians have died since the start of weekly protests on March the 30th, which reached their peak on May 14th, when 61 people died. This past Friday, 1,600 Palestinians took part in riots at 2 locations along the border, where they threw rocks and burnt tires. Numerous attempts were made to damage security infrastructure. Troops used riot dispersal means and live fire in accordance with IDF regulations. An explosive device was thrown at Israeli troops along the Gaza border in the north. The army said no soldiers were injured by the bomb. Also during Friday afternoon, several incendiary kites were flown into Israel from the Palestinian Gaza enclave, sparking fires. Strong winds hampered efforts to douse the blazes near Kibbutz Kisufim, although all were eventually brought under control. IDF soldiers yesterday identified a group of 4 people who had crossed the security fence into Israel from the southern Gaza Strip. The troops opened fire at the individuals, who in turn fled back to the Palestinian side of the fence. No injuries were reported in the incident. A 20-year-old Palestinian man from the village of Beit Sahur on Thursday morning attacked Israeli security forces with live pistol fire south of Jerusalem without causing injuries. He was arrested after soldiers and officers chased him down. The Justice Ministry's Police Investigation Department has opened a probe into alleged police brutality against demonstrators in Haifa last week. Police arrested 21 people among the hundreds of demonstrators who marched in the port city last Friday night, calling for peace and against an escalation of violence in the Gaza Strip. Jafar Farah, the director of the Haifa-based Musawa Center, the advocacy center for Arab citizens in Israel, was one of those detained. He was hospitalized after his knee was broken. Video evidence showed Farah uninjured shortly before his arrest. One policeman has already been suspended over the incident, with more charges to be laid. Police Internal Investigations Department opened another investigation yesterday into a policeman's alleged attack of a cuffed and subdued Arab detainee in Rahat the previous day. Dozens of residents of the predominantly Bedouin city protested last night in front of Rahat police headquarters against what they deemed to be police brutality. Video footage of the incident showed one policeman using excessive and unnecessary force, beating a cuffed and submissive detainee across the head on their way to the patrol vehicle. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit informed Welfare Minister Chaim Katz on Thursday that he is to charge him, pending a hearing, for bribery, fraud and breach of trust. State prosecutor Shai Nitzan claims the Likud party minister had an illicit quid pro quo with Mordechai Ben-Ari, a leading figure in capital markets, in which Katz accepted financial benefits in return for using his position in the Knesset to advance the businessman's interests. In February, police announced that there was sufficient evidence to indict Katz, his son, and top Israel Aerospace Industries officials. Police said Katz used his senior position to advance his own interests, including promising lucrative employment, both inside and outside the company, to IAI board members who cooperated with him. In addition, police said Katz violated a directive by Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, who ordered him to distance himself from board members while they appointed a new chairman. In a letter to Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan, whose ministry oversees the police, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit on Tuesday said that he has been presented with legal arguments that Prime Minister Netanyahu and any other minister under investigation should be barred from selecting the next police chief due to a conflict of interest. The Attorney General's missive came amid rumors and reports that Netanyahu is trying to replace Police Commissioner Roni Elshech. Netanyahu has reportedly held secret talks with Jerusalem's police chief Yoram Halevi, fueling speculation the incumbent police commissioner will not be asked to stay on the job another year. Al-Sheikh said on Wednesday that the basic three-year tenure was not enough time to introduce real changes to the force. Al-Sheikh said at a conference at Tel Aviv University, "If they ask me to remain for another year, I would love to. I assume the answer will be yes because I love the organization with my soul." Members of the Security Cabinet agreed on Wednesday to withdraw recent controversial Knesset legislation that allows the Prime Minister and Defense Minister to declare war without government approval. Following public criticism of the measures, as well as serious concerns expressed by members of the government, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked will roll back the measure to its original form, allowing the Security Cabinet to make the decision in certain circumstances without authorization from the full government, but not the Prime Minister and Defense Minister alone. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of demolishing a Bedouin village in the West Bank, despite a campaign by European governments to save it. In its ruling, the court said it found no reason to intervene in the decision of the Minister of Defense to implement the demolition orders against the illegal structures in Khan al-Ahmar. The residents will be relocated elsewhere. The court ruled that the village was built without the relevant building permits. Millennia-old and exceptionally rare coins from among the very first ever minted by Jews were rediscovered at the Temple Mount recently. The coins bear the letters Yehud or Yehud, the Aramaic name for the biblical kingdom of Judea, and are dated to the end of the 4th century BCE.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.